Juno has a child care crisis. Last night, the city's Lands and Resources Committee forwarded an amendment that would change part of the land use code, allowing at-home child care facilities to watch over 12 children instead of 8. The Association for the Education of Young Children, or AUIC, provides resources and advocates quality child care in the Southeast. Coordinator Nikki Love says the organization is in full support of the amendment.
There's enough licensed care for 1 in 4 or 1 in 5 children. So this is under the age of 5. So the need is really high.
Love says that in the past few years, wait lists have increased but remain at a steady rate.
We'd like to see a decrease in barriers to child care facilities and businesses in town since there is such a great need for child care. And changing the zoning would help, open the door to potential businesses.
If passed, the amendment would not affect any child care facilities currently operating. The amendment is a part of a larger comprehensive plan to fix the child care crisis in Juneau. Gold Creek Child Development Director Gretchen Boone says she's in favor of the permitting. The more child care, the better. Boone says the wait list at Gold Creek has 75 children on it, the highest she's seen despite working at the facility for nearly 2 decades.
Having more child cares out there would benefit the entire community. There are families on our waiting list who have been on our waiting list for over a year and will probably never obtain space with us.
Lisa White, former owner of Little Bear Daycare, says she also had long wait lists.
Usually by the time I would get back to some names, they were, had long since found another place, but sometimes it would be a year or two.
White cites overregulation as the reason she closed her child care center in 2007. Nearly finished with the relicensing process, she called it quits as a child care provider in Juneau after 17 years, a profession that she cherished. While speaking about the lack of child care in Juneau, White got emotional. She looks forward to the situation improving for Juneau's families.
It's just going to keep getting worse unless they do something about it. And there's all these families. They need this, and they don't need this years from now. They need it years ago.
The amendment was forwarded on to the full assembly and will be considered at a future meeting. In Juneau, I'm Lakeisha Chavis.